how's, you go there as an abstract painter, you're including the Canadian canvas as an abstract painter. Your work, though, clearly begins to evolve pretty dramatically when you're in Halifax. You want to try and trace what it is that's happening in the kind of pictorial world of Eric Fischel while this is going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's, we're talking 1975, 76, the mid-70s. Those paintings that were in the Canada Canvas shows were, you know, pretty much the last abstract paintings of just pure abstraction that I was doing.
By the way, did you like your abstract paintings? I mean, did you feel you had a sense of what abstraction was about?
I was very limited as an abstract artist. I was very painterly, but at the same time, painterly in the sense that Bryce Martin was painterly, you know, rich surface, sort of more stolid kind of abstract forms. I wasn't a gestural painter, but I was, you know, I was very much involved in the materiality of paint and working with sort of large, you know, architectural or geometric kind of forms. But I was somebody that didn't have a broad or a particularly deep abstract imagination. So I was actually telling myself stories without giving them shape, without giving them images. I would paint something and I would say, okay, this is a feather, or this is a tiger's tail. Or this is, you know, and then I get on to something I'd be thinking, you know, okay, this painting's about the princess and the tiger. It's about choices. It's about da da da, you know.
There'd be no evidence of that on the surface. This was only inside your head.
None whatsoever. Or what I thought would represent the tiger. How could anybody tell that that was a tiger? You know, it wasn't orange and white and black even. So, but there was a lot going on in the art world at that time with feminist critique, with feminist artists like Ree Morton and stuff who were starting to use images and words. And then there was people like Jonathan Borofsky who was like, you know, breaking down the idea that an artist had to have a style. His style was all styles. And he also dealt with the psychological, the interior realities. And then there was Joel Shapiro, who was like making things that were both a house and an abstract form, or a chair and its abstraction. And, you know, there was so the geometric rigidity of abstraction was now taking on isometric shapes that became images. You know, so there was gender issues and race issues and all of those kind of things that were forming you want to turn there? There's a FedEx is there.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, FedEx.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you
doing?
On this beautiful day.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, you talk about all these things coming together in a sense. I love that idea that Shapiro would be someone where you could see an idea and something narrative almost could be attached to the idea of a kind of abstraction. Obviously, whether you knew it or not, or did you know that this was an area that you could begin to use somehow?
Well, it was ultimately an area that I began to pursue. And I, at the time, I was still, you know, sort of staunchly anti-New York. I was still wanting to, I actually thought I would live the rest of my life in Canada, for one thing. And I wanted to, at some point, see if I could, you know, hook my art practice up to a local content. I mean, you know, what was compelling about Halifax outside of the school was the fact that, you know, it was, even though